Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I'm going to give a spiritual devar tonight. And since I'm giving a spiritual devar, I want to let those of you who might be interested in a different sort of talk know that tomorrow I want to share a lot about the issues of privacy in the Jewish legal tradition. I think many of us know about the Apple case, which is taking place as we speak, and Judaism has a tremendous amount to say about privacy. That said, we're going a different direction because Friday night for me is this time of letting go and entering into Shabbat. And I have one of the great commutes in the Western world, my walk from my house through the forest to Neve Shalom. And this evening as I walked, I was just amazed at my complete level of ignorance. I am looking at all of these hanging pods on trees, and I don't know their names. I don't know what they do, and there's a beauty to them. So I want to start with that reflection and move on now to the Sfat Emet. This is the Gerer Rebbe, and his book, the Sfat Emet, which means the language of truth, or honest talk even, published about 1908. And he is looking at a verse in our Parsha of Ki Tisa about the Shabbat, which appears in here, in which it says, Et Shabtotai Tishmeru, you should watch over, you should protect my Sabbaths. And he notices that the word Shabbat is in the plural and wants to understand why that is. And where he takes it is fascinating. He talks about it being not just a Shabbat of rest, not a casual rest, but a deep sort of rest. And you might wonder, what is the difference? He talks about how sometimes the restrictions of Shabbat can make us feel that Shabbat is in some way a burden. And then he goes on to something that spoke very profoundly to me. He said that we should be looking forward to Shabbat in order to have that complete sense of rest. And I don't know about you, but I love Shabbat when it gets here, and I can't be thinking about it on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I was reminded of my own spiritual absence or lack. Imagine for a second that you could think about Shabbat in front of you. Imagine if you could say, you know, this crazy rush of my life and all the things I have to do are leading to something else also. And I'm not able to do that all the time. But I offer it to you because it is a beautiful notion, I think, of what Shabbat could be. Not a casual rest, but a deep rest. And it becomes that because of our own anticipation towards something, which is rather hard for us. He then goes on with a second point I want to share, in which he talks about Shabbat being closed all the other 6 days of the week, and that it opens on the seventh day, and that what he says is it is our soul that is opening on the seventh day. And what the heck does that mean? He's talking about a sort of vulnerability that we can have in relationship to our existence. Because that same sense of rush where we're going through the world is the very opposite of spiritual vulnerability. It feels good, we have stuff to accomplish, but we're checking things off our list, we're running through our email, we're doing what we have to do. And there is an absence of this breath, of this deep Shabbat. So I present that to you as a test for you to say, what is your Shabbat? Do you look forward to it? Do you think about it? Is it something that just sort of comes upon you, an incidental rest? Or is it something maybe that you can work for as a restorative to the stresses and the pressure that we all have? It's a question I struggle with myself. It's a question I think every so often we ought to look at, because we can take it for granted. And in an age of being rushed and always busy, perhaps nothing is more essential than how we think about the ways we'll stop as well. Shabbat Shalom.